Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Balanced Pep Rally. Join Tom Marquis and $2 Bill Josh as they break down all the high school action for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh for today's Pep Rally.
It's time to start.
Presidente, and right alongside me is high school football extraordinaire, the man with his own jersey, and the man who still goes to high school just for kicks, Mr. $2 Bill Josh. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful evening in the city of Indianapolis. Great night for some high school football. Real question, Thomas, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. And I know you just sent me some information, and we'll certainly talk about this tomorrow on the gridiron. But one thing it appears that Indianapolis has applied to host the Olympics.
Yep, it appears they have a 2012 Summer Games.
Well, that's fantastic, and we certainly are going to talk more about that tomorrow on the Pep Rally. All right. Tomorrow on the gridiron. All right, Josh, the Pep Rally, let the games begin. As a matter of fact, I know we got a lot to cover tonight. What game are you at tonight?
I'm going to be at the Ben Davis Terre Haute South game. It's Ben Davis tries to improve to 5-1 for the first time since 2003.
All righty. Well, we got a lot of games that we're going to talk about. Rebuff is at Roncalli, Franklin Central at Southport. We've got Cathedral at Louisville Trinity, Center Grove at Lawrence North. And I know Gary Snyder is going to be calling in here in just a few minutes. The Marion Giants is going to be taking on Huntington North. Going to be a great game up there on the north. Northeast of here, as the Marion Giants kick off Huntington North. Okay, Josh, you're out there at Ben Davis High School. I know we talk a lot about Ben Davis here, but let's go ahead and break down tonight's game.
Well, the Giants are coming off a 44-7 blowout over Terre Haute South, which I predicted last week. I thought it would be 56-7, but it was 44-7. Ben Davis looks really strong with the exception of a last play loss to Warren Central, a game they could have won on the last play, but they ended up losing. Nobody's been able to touch them the entire season. So they continue to look like state title contenders.
All right. Well, that's always exciting to see whenever we can talk about some state titles and so forth. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Josh. For the second time this month, an Indiana high school football player has put himself in the national record book. And I tell you what, it is always fantastic whenever we can see Indiana high school football players really make the national scene. And that was the case for Lake Central football player this week, a senior linebacker, Tyler Zinzeka, and I cannot say that name, and I'm not even going to try, but I apologize, Tyler, of Lake Central High School has returned four interceptions for touchdowns in the last three games to tie the national record for most in a season. According to the National Federation of State High School Associations, the NFHS football record, Tyler shares 11-on-11 mark with Mike Gallagher of West Central in 2007 and Jacob Elman of Stanwood North Cedar, and that's in Iowa, in 2009. Congratulations to Tyler on that as well. Like I said, it's always good to see an Indiana boy make it good in the national scene. Now, guys, we do bring you this pep rally each and every week, and so this is the time when we like to break down what's going on in the high school football arena. Josh, Center Grove is down at Lawrence North. Let's talk a little bit about that game. What are the keys to that game?
Well, Lawrence North at the moment just wants a win over anybody. They don't necessarily care who it is. They just want to beat somebody. Center goes 4-1. They had a heartbreaking loss to Carmel. I look for Center Grove to get that running game going back, you know, the way it's normally going at Center Grove, 250, 300 yards rushing in the game. But while I say I expect Center Grove to rush for 300 yards in a game, almost every high school team in the state of Indiana, for whatever reason, is a power running team. Lawrence North is one of the few that likes to throw the football. There may be one or 10 teams in the entire state that likes to throw the football. So the real question is at Lawrence North tonight, can the passing game of the Wildcats, if Center Grove is not used to seeing, catch the Trojans asleep?
Well, and you know, I'm sorry, Josh, I thought you had something else that you were going with there. No, I agree. I think it's going to be a good game, Josh. Now, tell us a little bit more about – I lost my notes here, Josh. Tell me a little bit about where you're at Ben Davis tonight. What's going on there?
I believe it is homecoming night at Ben Davis High School tonight. Can't wait to see who the homecoming king and queen is. Odds are I know their older brother, their older cousins, or somebody. And I can't wait to see Ben Davis win a homecoming game, as they haven't done it in a few years. But the game that I'm really excited to see, and unfortunately I wasn't able to make it to Louisville to see it, is Cathedral at Louisville Trinity. Cathedral is 3-2. They lost to a very tough Ben Davis and a very tough Warren Central team. It's probably the two best teams in the state of Indiana outside of Carmel. And tonight they travel to Louisville to play Trinity, which is rated the number 2 high school team in the entire country. And if there's any Irish fans listening, I may be the only guy in America about to say what I'm going to say that's not wearing a coaching polo for the Cathedral Irish tonight. I'm going to go ahead and pick right here my upset of the week, whether you talk about NFL, college, or high school, be Cathedral over Louisville Trinity tonight at Louisville Trinity.
Well, you know, I tell you what, Louisville Trinity is a fantastic game team, and I would be shocked if Cathedral could win that game, but that would be a fantastic upset. We are waiting on Gary Snyder to give us a call, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Huntington North and the Marion Giants game. So as soon as he gets on the line here and gets the ability to call us here in just a few minutes, we're gonna break that game down as well. Now, Josh, what other games across the city are going on that have piqued our interest this week?
Well, Franklin Central at the record of 1-4 is a Southport who's 4-1. They're still one of the better teams in Class 5A. I don't know if Southport can do much more than win a sectional. Maybe a regional. It would be a really tough regional for them to win. But the reason this game has my interest, and this isn't a political show, Franklin Central is in the spot they're in because the taxpayers in that township won't spend money. There's a great article about it in the Indianapolis Star today. I was actually going to blog about it, but I didn't get a chance to this week. But it's a great article. You need to go out and support Franklin Central, especially if you want to remain a competitive 5A team. Winning in high school, just like in college and the pros, costs money.
Okay. All right, Josh, you just drop off on me sometimes. Just when I think you're going and you're having our little two-minute conversations, I lose you, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's done. And you make me wake up from trying to get some other information on some other games to talk about. All right, well, on the line with us is – go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say there's plenty of other games in the state, including one that I'm sure our good friend, the Honorable, the one, the only, the Honorable, the legend, Gary Snyder, is going to be at.
Gary Snyder is with us, and so glad that you could join us, Mr. Snyder. I know that you are embraced and in the trenches and have your bodyguards ready as Huntington North heads up to Marion for the Marion Giant game.
Other way around, Marion's heading up to Huntington North. But did I miss Josh's, game preview of the hot dogs tonight? I was looking forward to that.
Now, we haven't got to that yet. So, Josh, you want to go ahead and give your hot dog preview tonight?
Well, actually, they're at Lucas Oil Stadium tomorrow at 2:30 playing the Danville Warriors. Frank was coming into this game 0-5. It's the first time in a long time. First time I can ever remember Frank for being 0-5. Danville's coming to this game with a record of 1-4. Sagamore Conference Day down at Lucas Oil Stadium tomorrow as all eight teams will be in action. And I'm hearing rumors, unsubstantiated to this point, that Coach Colby may make his way back to Frankfort High School at the end of the year. That'll be something
really
to keep our eyes on.
He's gonna walk away from Kokomo.
There's been a few rumors, nothing substantiated yet, but I guess it's something worth keeping our eyes on in high school football.
That'd be sweet. That'd be sweet. My coach was Doc Heath when I was there, so he spent several years as a football coach and then moved on to the golf coach, where he coached my brother Kyle Reinke to a couple of semi-state appearances on the golf team.
Well, when we get back, we got to take a quick break. But when we get back, we certainly want to break down by the numbers this Huntington North and Marion Giant game, and also a couple other games headed going on up there in your neck of the woods there, Gary. We'll break those down, and obviously we've got a couple more games here in the Metro to break down. So when we get back, it's the Balanced Pep Rally right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real.
I absolutely love that. Coming back in from a commercial break. When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real. So who's going to be pooping there on the sidelines tonight? Mr. Gary Snyder up there in Marion and Huntington North.
That was a virtual meat explosion coming out of your rear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Marion heads up to Huntington North tonight. It's homecoming for Huntington North. Huntington North, after starting the season 0-2, have climbed back to 2-3. Started the season, lost to an undefeated Homestead team, currently still undefeated. Lost to a still undefeated Fort Wayne North team with all the, racial slur controversy. Have lost to Kokomo, so undefeated. So Kokomo, Huntington North, lost to some very good teams. They beat Logansport and then came back and beat Anderson last week. They're looking to have a big game tonight. Marion puts up a lot of points. You're going to see a very high-scoring game. But my guess is Marion gives up about 50 points a game and scores about 50 a game. So my guess is this is going to be a very high-scoring game, and you're going to see Huntington North come out on top 42-28 as Huntington North gets the win tonight to go 3-1 in the NCC Conference.
Well, that's a fantastic record. I tell you, another great game that I'm watching here at the Balance that I'm paying attention to this week is 4-1 Columbia City and 4-1 New Haven go at it together. And I tell you what, this is a week where I like Columbia City in this game, but I just think playing at New Haven at home, I think that absolutely New Haven has a chance to upset Columbia City on this. What are your thoughts on that game?
You know, Columbia City, they don't have the history there that New Haven has and being a really strong football program. They've really come into their own over the last couple years, last year with a terrific record and playing very well this season. New Haven is historically been a strong football program, and don't be surprised to see New Haven win this game going away.
And also up there in your neck of the woods, Fort Wayne North against Fort Wayne Snyder. Obviously, that's going to be a good game. And this is a good game that a lot of people like to see every week. It's obviously an inner-city rivalry, and it's really a tough one to pick. But I think that North will win this, again, like you were talking about, as long as they could stay away from the slurs with a 24-21 victory over there. What are your thoughts on that game?
You know, Fort Wayne North is they're kind of new to this success. I have no love lost for Fort Wayne North because of the whole controversy. Fort Wayne Snyder, a perennial high school football powerhouse, they're used to winning. And I think when you see this inner city matchup between Snyder and North, I think Snyder wins it by at least a touchdown.
Right, and I tell you, another team that I think is just going to absolutely have a blowout game tonight is Lures. Lures continues to roll in with the SAC with a win of home at 45-7. I tell you, well, my wife is that actually from that area up there, and every time I say that school, I know I say it wrong. So Gary, you could go ahead and I think of fishing lures when I say that.
Okay, it's Fort Wayne Lures and who? I missed that part.
They're playing Concordia.
It's the battle of the private schools, I believe. Lures, you never go against Lures. Lures will win this going away, and don't be surprised to see them back down in Lucas Oil come here in another month or two.
Oh yeah, I think they'll probably easily win at 52-7 or something like that.
if that.
Well, and another school up there, obviously DeKalb hasn't won a game yet, and they're going against Homestead, which is 5-0. Very lopsided matchup with an undefeated team and a no win team there. It doesn't look like tonight's the good night for DeKalb either.
No night's good night for DeKalb, and you should be ashamed for even bringing this game up on a preview.
All right, so we will never bring up DeKalb again.
I would have to agree with Gary on that game. But speaking of games in the HCC or the NCC? I'm sure I got that conference name wrong. You got 5-0 Kokomo tonight, traveling down. I believe they're traveling down to Richmond. Richmond might be traveling up to Kokomo. Any thoughts on, does Richmond stand a chance in that game, Gary, or do you expect this to be an absolute blowout by the Kokomo Wildcats?
You know, one of the things about Kokomo, and you see this, they tend to start a little bit slow. Richmond is not a very good team. My guess is by the end of the night, Kokomo is going to win this by 49-14 at the most.
Well, it's certainly another good game down in Evansville area, and that is my school where I went to high school is Castle and Evansville Wrights, and my nephew's playing in that game. I tell you what, I always hate to root against Evansville Wrights, and my nephew's playing on this one, so I think Evansville Wrights comes out with a pretty good win, 38-27 down there in Evansville as well. Gary, have you ever been down to Evansville to the Wrights Bowl down there?
You know, I have never been to Evansville.
You have never been to Evansville?
Matter of fact,
I
had been to Fort Wayne until I went up there for a job interview 3 years ago.
You got to travel more, Gary.
I travel. I just stay away from, what I thought were the armpits of Indiana.
Hey, you know, Evansville's my hometown, so we can't very well say that it's the armpit of Indiana. But
hey, why are we talking football anyway? It's hockey season. My son had his first practice tonight. It's hockey season.
All right. Well, the young kids on the ice is always fun. I tell you what, I like hockey, but I could never, ever – I couldn't even master roller skates or rollerblading, so I didn't even attempt the whole ice skating and hockey thing. That wasn't something that I was able to do. All right, Josh, I know Terre Haute North. What's going on with them tonight?
Well, Terre Haute North has a very tough matchup against the Warren Central Warriors, who are undefeated. I don't think they should be undefeated, but we're not going to get into a controversial subject here on the Friday night pep rally. I think Warren Central wins that game 77-7. And speaking of Tom not being able to master roller skate, you haven't been able to master the English language yet either.
This is very, 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 very true. Very true. Some other good games up there in the northern part of the state. Obviously, Elkhart Memorial and South Bend Clay go at it. Both of them are 3-2. That should be a very good game as well, Gary.
Yeah, I have no clue.
You pass, huh? You know what,
yeah,
guys?
I got no clue.
I do all of this research. I've got to start getting more regional radio guys from the region, if you will. All right, Josh, what else is going on in the metro area?
Josh? Well, Carmel's playing tonight, so we're having a bit of technical difficulty at the moment. And Dinesville, St. Avon, and Brownsburg both are in action. Some of the really good games are tomorrow down at Lucas Oil Stadium. He's got undefeated Weibo playing. And Tifton's in action tonight. In fact, they're the game of the high school game of the week. I just can't remember who they're playing.
Well, and here's, you know, I always like to pull out here on the pep rally, guys. I always like to pull out one game that just, you know, nobody's going to other than the parents and the staff at the school. But Riverton Park and Turkey Run, the Panthers and Warriors are neither one of them have won a game, and they're both 0-5. Let's toss a coin here. I'm going for Turkey Run. Anybody got a choice for Riverton Park Panthers on this game?
You're gonna go
with Turkey Run, Josh. What are your thoughts?
I want to go with Turkey Run just because I've actually been to that state park. I've never heard of Riverton Park.
It's the battle of the parks, I guess. Another good game, though, on the serious side is Lafayette Central Catholic. They're obviously 5-0, and they take on the Tipton Blue Devils, which is 3-2. And Tipton's a pretty good team, and I usually am surprised to even see that they're at 3-2. Usually they're up there about this time of year. They're usually up there. They're at the 5-1 or the 5-0 mark. Gary, are you familiar with Lafayette Central at all?
Well, I know they bring players in from Michigan and Detroit to play. They're a parochial school. They do an excellent job recruiting, probably better than Nick Saban himself. So don't go against the Knights at Lafayette Central Catholic.
All right. Well, guys, go ahead, Josh. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I absolutely have to second that. Lafayette Central Catholic surely is 5-0. They brought in a whole bunch of good players from Michigan and Illinois. Surely they don't recruit anybody who doesn't know how to play.
All right. Well, we got, we always like to talk about, like I say, some great players. And I don't know if you guys have heard about that defensive end out there in Newcastle, Adam Caranda. This guy is absolutely fantastic. He's being courted by every Big Ten school out there. Gary, have you heard anything about him?
Nope.
Got a pass on him.
You know, hopefully, I without looking at the schedule, I don't know if Huntington North heads down to Newcastle or they come up here. Hopefully they're coming up here to Huntington North and I can get an opportunity to see him play here in the next several weeks.
And I tell you what, though, I spent a lot of child. You know, I played little league baseball in Newcastle, and I've got a lot of family in Newcastle. So it's always good to watch Newcastle. Both Newcastle, obviously, Steve Alford, great Indiana University player. For those that don't know who Steve Alford is, he's from Newcastle, and they've always had a fantastic basketball program. And it's always good to watch those guys come together and win. So now you're a Huntington North kind of guy. What do you think that? How do you think the Huntington North is going to pan out in the sectionals this year, Gary?
Oh, probably the same way they always do—a first or second round loss. When you got teams like Kokomo and Fort Wayne Snyder in that sectional. It's usually early out, even in the years where Huntington North put up a pretty good regular season record, against some of those teams, especially Snyder being a perennial powerhouse, you pretty much, other than last year, just crown them right away.
Well, there's a couple other games. Obviously, Brownsburg is at Lafayette. Brownsburg's doing a fantastic job this year. Josh, what are your thoughts about that game?
Brownsburg is doing an absolute great job this year, except for the fact they lost Avon down to Lucas in a very close game, but the Lafayette just a tough matchup. Should be a good game to keep an eye on. As always, our good friends over there at WTHR will have Operation Football on tonight at about 11:20 with our good friend Rich Nye.
Oh yeah, love to have Rich Nye. I almost said I love Rich Nye. That would have came out very wrong. Rich Nye is a good friend of the Balance. Always good to have him on the show with us as well. And if you live in the Indy metro area and you can pick up WTHR, they do a fantastic job at high school football on Operation Football. Real quickly, guys, we've got Central Catholic at Tipton tonight, Rensselaer at West Lafayette, and Zionsville at Harrison. Josh, did I miss anybody tonight?
Now, you covered just about all the key games in the state tonight. Gary, have fun up there at Huntington North Marion game. Talk to you tomorrow morning on the Balanced Gridiron.
Yeah, we're going to definitely break down this Notre Dame-Pitt game, and I'm going to once and for all solve the question, Gary. I just don't like Notre Dame. That is absolutely not true. I love Notre Dame. Actually, I can't root for Purdue because I'm an IU guy as far as a fan goes. I absolutely love Notre Dame, and maybe that's why I'm so passionate about them, Gary, because I hate to see them struggling the way they are.
I'm sporting my official Brian Kelly Notre Dame pullover right now. I have the gold one with the blue lettering. So cheer for old Notre Dame.
Well, I tell you what, I do have a Notre Dame fleece. So when it gets a little bit colder, I'll break that out as well. All right, guys, that's going to do it. We're going to have the Balanced Gridiron tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock to 11. We're going to break down all the games by the numbers, obviously Notre Dame, Fantasy Football Huddle. We're going to have Jimmy the intern on tomorrow. And also we've got Phil Wilson of Bounce It Off Phil from the Indianapolis Star. He's going to really talk to us about this Colts-Steeler game, guys. Josh, real quickly, 1 minute timeout. I lost Josh. All right. He decided he was already going to head for the locker room. That's fine. Well, Gary, so glad that you could join us as usual, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, guys. Like always, when it mambos, it's time to go. This is the Balanced Pep Rally on Blog Talk Radio.